Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump threatens widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources if a deal to end war with Tehran is not reached shortly. Spain closes airspace to US planes involved in Iran war. India condemns attacks on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. Israeli parliament passes law approving death penalty on Palestinians convicted of lethal attacks. And India, Sheetal Devi named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery for her extraordinary achievements. US President Donald Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure, including desalination plants, if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. In a recent interview with the news channel, Mr. Trump said that US troops could seize Iran's Kharg Island oil export hub. Meanwhile, the United States and Israel kept up their attacks yesterday while Iran struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait and an oil refinery in Israel came under fire. Spain has closed its airspace to US planes involved in attacks on Iran, expanding a prior ban on using jointly operated military bases. The move forces US military aircraft to bypass NATO member Spain en route to Middle East targets, but it does not include emergency situations. Economy Minister Carlos Cuerpo said the step aligns with Spanish government's decision to not participate in or contribute a war, which was initiated unilaterally and against international law. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has already opposed the US and Israeli attacks on Iran, calling them reckless and illegal. India has condemned recent attacks on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, stressing that the safety and security of peacekeepers must remain a top priority. A report.
India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, said peacekeepers operate in difficult conditions and are deployed with the backing of a UN mandate in conflict areas. Peacekeeping is multilateralism in action, noting India's role in advancing role in strengthening the accountability, noting that New Delhi had piloted UN Security Council Resolution 2589, which seeks accountability for crimes against peacekeepers. The statement followed an incident reported by United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, where two peacekeepers were killed and another seriously injured after a projectile hit a UN position. India joined global condemnation of the attack and urged all parties to ensure the safety of the UN personnel. Tanvi Khurana for World News.
India has emerged as the global leader in issuing internationally recognized certificates of compliance, IRCCs, under the Nagoya Protocol on Access and Benefit Sharing, ABS. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that IRCCs serve as official proof that prior informed consent has been obtained and mutually agreed terms have been established between users and providers of genetic resources. It added that they play a crucial role in ensuring transparency and fair sharing of benefits arising from the use of biological resources. India's strong performance reflects the effective implementation of its access and benefit sharing framework under the Biological Diversity Act 2002. The National Biodiversity Authority, along with the state biodiversity boards and local biodiversity management committees, has streamlined procedures and strengthened compliance mechanisms. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar, Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. We have a report.
Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious day for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. Followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. More than a festival, it is a heartfelt tribute to a life devoted to compassion, self-restraint and truth. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the Jain brothers and sisters, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In her message, President Murmu said that Bhagwan Mahavir's five principles of Ahimsa, that is non-violence, Satya, that is truth, Asteya, that is non-stealing, Brahmacharya, that is self-control, and Aparigraha, that is non-possessiveness, inspire everyone to walk on the right path in life. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Netherlands counterpart Rob Jetten yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. Mr. Modi noted that both leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. The 7-day International Film Festival Delhi 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The closing ceremony of the festival was organized yesterday. More from our correspondent.
The closing ceremony of the film festival began with the national song Vande Mataram and the national anthem. Renowned actor Anupam Kher delivered a poetry tribute to cinema, holding the audience in rare silence while music by artist Ricky Cage heightened the atmosphere, culminating into a powerful closing performance. The week-long festival showcased more than 125 films from across the world, marking a major addition to India's global cinema calendar. Free public screenings, discussions, workshops and cultural programs were also organized as part of the festival. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, filmmaker Anushka Rizvi shared her views on the importance of such film festivals.
It was so wonderful to have, you know, so many people from Bombay coming in and talking to us, people from Delhi who don't get the opportunity so often. So it's really, really wonderful to have this festival in Delhi, and I really, really hope that we continue to have more such festivals.
During the film festival, an exhibition was also at display, showcasing vintage film posters, including Sholay and Hollywood classics to celebrate cinematic nostalgia from various countries. During the event, films like Dhurandhar, Sitare Zameen Par, Pyasa, Tanvi the Great, Seerat, Roza and Dear Ma were screened for the visitors. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Israeli Parliament has passed a law approving the death penalty on Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. The bill's passage marked a major victory for Israel's far right, which has pushed hard for the measure. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to the chamber to vote yes in person. The law makes the death penalty by hanging the default punishment for West Bank Palestinians convicted for nationalistic killings. The law also gives Israeli courts the authority to impose either the death penalty or life imprisonment on its own citizens. It is not retroactive and will apply only to future cases. The measure has been condemned by Israeli and Palestinian right groups who say it is racist, draconian and unlikely to deter attacks by Palestinian attackers. It is expected to face legal challenge in Israel's Supreme Court. India's Sheetal Devi has been named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery, according to her extraordinary achievements, which also includes a historic World Championship crown. The 19-year-old from Jammu and Kashmir became the first female armless archer to win gold at the World Para Archery Championships, topping the women's compound event in Gwangju, South Korea. Born without arms, Sheetal Devi uses her feet, legs and shoulder to draw the bow and shoot. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Multanpur in New Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. Spain closes airspace to U.S. planes involved in Iran war. India condemns attacks on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. Israeli Parliament passes law approving death penalty on Palestinians convicted of lethal attacks. And India's Sheetal Devi named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery for her extraordinary achievements. And that is the end of this news bulletin.